Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week. Favorite tradition of mine here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center is to invite schools, Lutheran schools from the area, to come visit us here at the International Center. Many of them bring great music, great sacred music to share with us in chapel as well. And so we have students today from St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, joining us to share their story about their Lutheran school. In studio with us today, we have Joseph. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us this morning. And Anastasia. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning.
And Anna as well. Glad to have you here this morning.
Good morning.
And Deaconess Lynette Fredrickson.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending some time with us again this year during National Lutheran Schools Week. Deaconess Fredrickson, where would we find Hamel, Illinois?
You'd find Hamel, Illinois, about 30 miles northeast of St. Louis. On I-55, we are the church with the neon cross that we're so well known for.
As a student, when I was studying at Concordia University, Chicago, Concordia University River Forest at the time, and making my long drive up to the university, I remember seeing that neon cross right along the highway.
Yes.
So it's a landmark.
It is. And when it goes out, we get calls from people who are non-members who tell us that the cross is out. So it's been there since World War II. It was put up in honor of some soldiers.
Really? Yes. I didn't realize it had been there that long.
Yes.
Wow. Well, so now we know where, especially if you're here in the Midwest, traveling along I-55, you know where St. Paul Lutheran Church and School is located in Hamel, Illinois. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the school. A restart just a few years ago, is that right?
Correct. 3 years ago, we restarted. We had been part of an association, and the association disbanded, and so St. Paul had a church, a school for 160 years about, and they decided that they were going to continue to have a school. And with the restart, we restarted as a classical education school.
And you serve as administrator for the school?
I am principal, and I also teach full time.
So you're a busy person.
Yes.
Well, let's talk with our students. Joseph, is this your first year at St. Paul Lutheran School?
I think it's the third year.
Third year. What grade are you in this year?
Sixth
grade. And what would you say, what are some of your favorite subjects? What are some of the, or activities at St. Paul Lutheran School? What do you enjoy studying most?
Art.
Art?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you do in art?
We get to paint and draw stuff and color.
Very good. Yeah. Anastasia, tell me, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, and some of your favorite subjects or activities?
Probably math and literature.
And have you been a student at St. Paul for a while, or is this your first year?
Yes, I've been a student at St. Paul for 3 years.
Wonderful. So you love math. You enjoy math.
Yes.
What is it particularly that you like about math?
Math is just numbers, so you don't have to think about it too much. You just add them all out and do whatever it tells you to.
And who is your math teacher?
Deaconess Fredrickson.
And Anna.
Yes.
What grade are you in, Anna?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. And some of your favorite subjects or activities?
I like grammar and I also like history.
Grammar and history. What do you love about grammar?
I like learning with Deaconess and when she talks about it and how people have really bad grammar language.
Are you going to watch everything I say today and make sure that I get it correct?
No.
You mentioned you like history as well. What are you studying in history presently?
I forget.
We just finished up on the Enlightenment, and and we're in the 1700s, and we're going to start talking about the colonies.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
With so many students together, well, how many students do we have at St. Paul?
We have 46. 35 are in kindergarten to eighth grade, and 11 in pre-kindergarten.
And How do the students across the ages interact quite a bit?
Yes. We have chapel every day together, and they all have chapel buddies. And so there's an older student paired with a younger student. They also have some courses together in various arrangements throughout the day. So even our pre-kindergarten does a lot with kindergarten. Kindergarten to second grade is together for some classes. They have choir together often. The upper grades mix anywhere from third to eighth grade. Literature is mixed group. They have choir all together, third to eighth, and their music theory classes is all together.
Music theory. I studied music theory in high school. It's been a little while. I probably wouldn't pass a test now if I tried to. What are the, are there advantages to having students across different grades or different ages interact and study and learn together?
They have friendships that are going to last a lifetime, I know, from, and the younger students learn from the older students. And they even play together after school. I mean, it's pretty tremendous just, you know, to be there and see. And they help each other out. You know, if someone's got coat troubles or something, they're, you know, the older students helping the younger ones with their zippers and mittens. And it's just really wonderful to see.
Anastasia, as an eighth grade student, what does that mean to you that there are younger students that that look up to you, that you help them learn?
I think it's really great that we are able to interact so much with the little kids, because the little kids, all they just love all of us. It's really funny how much they admire us.
How do you think, an eighth grader, this means you're completing your education at St. Paul's this year, correct?
Yes.
Do you have plans for next year? Do you know what school you might be attending next year?
No, I'm still waiting for Mom and Dad to decide.
What do you think, how has St. Paul prepared you for that next step for high school?
Well, I'm doing a lot of classes by myself, so I can be, you know, as advanced as I want. And so I think that's really helpful that I'm kind of getting into some more high school work, even though I'm still just in an eighth grade. So
you're able to work independently and still
yeah.
feel very accomplished in what you're studying.
Yeah.
Very good. Why did your family, I'd like to hear from each student on this. We'll start with Anastasia. Why did your family choose St. Paul Lutheran School for you?
My dad is a pastor and warden, and he wanted to send us to a Lutheran school. And we had already been going to St. Paul when it was in the association. So we just kept going there.
So a Lutheran school is very important to your family.
Yes.
Anna, how about you? Why did your family choose St. Paul Lutheran School?
My mom was called to be the kindergarten teacher, and we also wanted to go to church at St. Paul also, so it was a win-win for our family.
Very good. So it's really an integral part of your family as well, mom being an educator, and and church and school being connected is very important. Joseph, how about you? Why did your family choose St. Paul Lutheran School?
I think it's because... to learn more English and stuff that I don't know.
Yeah. Learning English.
Yes.
Very good. When do you learn about Jesus at St. Paul Lutheran School throughout your day? Joseph?
Bible class and church.
Anastasia, when do you hear about Jesus? When do you learn God's word throughout your day?
On Mondays and Wednesdays, we have confirmation classes with the pastors, and every weekday, right after lunch, Deaconess does a Bible class.
So you study God's word quite a bit.
Yes.
Anna?
The same.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the day. How is Deaconess Fredrickson, how is God's word an important part of this education at St. Paul Lutheran School?
It is interwoven into every class. We have a fabulous literature teacher, and I know they study God's word within their literature, learning their seven deadly sins, right? Everything, and it's just It's just our life. It is who we are at St. Paul. All of the teachers, God's word, just in our discipline structure. We try to center it around Christ to teach them, God's word in every possible way we can, so that it isn't just an isolated Sunday thing, or that they view worship as something separate from their actual daily life.
That it's an integral part of who we are every right. day as right. As a child of God, as a baptized right. child of God.
Right.
Worship is a part of what we do every day. You mentioned earlier that St. Paul Lutheran School is a classical school. What does that mean today for a school to be a classical school?
We teach differently, and our approach is differently. It is different to education. Fun is not our goal. We want our students to enjoy school, and they get their fun in hoping that they would love to learn. We teach to how anyone learns as God has made us. So our younger children in the grammar stage do a lot of memorization. They have learned lots of lists of facts. They're setting up their file cabinet. Third to fifth, sixth grade, starting to fill the file cabinet with more information. And students like, especially Anastasia as an eighth grader, learning the rhetoric stage is learning to apply it in multiple ways. And so our upper grade students also have logic, so that they're learning to apply these facts that they've learned in kind of integrating all of their subjects together. So nothing's in isolation. And our curriculum is different. We teach traditional math and grammar. our students, to the point that they even love it. And literature, they read classical books as opposed to like anthologies. And we try to link our literature and our history together. So they have history every day. Along with their other subjects, they also have Latin. All our students are exposed to Latin. The younger grades are just exposed, and our upper grade students have it as an actual, our younger students have it as a daily class, but they learn some hymn songs, Latin songs and things like that. They also do learn some Latin hymns. And so it just makes for things like strings or like music. We teach actual techniques and skills in the various classes, like art. They're actually learning art skills and not just crafts, as you might be exposed in other school settings.
So the classical approach, the goal, as you mentioned, is not fun. But what I hear you saying is that joy is certainly a byproduct in that learning process.
Definitely. I know as students, they go home and they probably, complain about the day. But I do see my students skipping down the hallway and loving to go to certain classes. And there's just a different, it's a joy as opposed to just fooling around kind of fun type of thing. It's not entertainment. We want them to take away a knowledge and a love for learning that will be with them for life.
So this approach is really developing this love for learning so that we never stop learning.
Correct.
That we're always learning. What do you think about that when you hear that? That life is always includes learning. Well, as students, what do you think, Anastasia?
I think, yeah, that's absolutely right. We're always learning new things, and it's really fun and interesting to see how, like, the stuff we have learned in the school day, all of a sudden we come home and everybody's using the vocabulary words we just learned.
What do you think? Do you think you'll be a lifelong learner, Anna?
Yes, definitely.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Do you have maybe some dreams, some hopes of what you might do as an adult after school, after high school, what you might go on to? Anna?
I want to do what my mom does, teach kindergarten.
You'd like to be a teacher as well?
Mm-hmm.
Anastasia, any ideas?
Not really.
Joseph, how about you? Any ideas what you might like to do in the future?
Maybe play professional sports.
Play professional sports? What do you play a sport right now?
Yeah.
What's that?
Baseball and basketball.
Very good. Anyone else participate in any sports or other activities outside of school? Yes, Anna?
My mom has been doing an after-school Thursday club, and right now we're doing history, and so we're going to write a paper, and then we're going to dress up like that person, and then we're going to have a wax museum, and then people will ask us questions about it, about the person that we picked in history.
You love history, I can tell. So a wax museum, you're going to build your own wax museum?
No, we're just going to dress up like that person would have in their time period.
I see, I see. Well, you mentioned earlier, Deaconess Fredrickson, that that students learn when it comes to the arts, when it comes to music, they're learning skills. And when it comes to fine art, they're, you know, when it comes to art, they're learning the skills in order to use those as they learn more about the arts.
Yes, all our students are in some type of music program. Most of our students are in our strings program. So they have that 2 days a week. They have, and that's, we had some of our upper level students playing today in chapel. So even within learning strings, they're learning a lot about instruments, and combined with their strings program and their music theory class, they're learning to actually read music and you know, how music is you know, composed, and you know, it's not just learning a song. They're learning what goes behind it. They learn about composers, history, historical periods of music. So that there's more background to what they're learning with their skills.
Now, who in here plays strings? Anna does? What do you play?
I play violin and piano.
Violin. Joseph, do you play strings?
Just violin.
Violin. Anastasia, do you play an instrument? Or?
I play piano and organ.
Piano and organ. Wow. We have a lot of musicians in this room.
She's even a church organist.
Wonderful. Who would you like to thank for the privilege of attending your school today? Anyone you want to thank for the privilege of attending St. Paul Lutheran School, or anyone you give a shout out to today as well? We'll start with Anna. We'll work our way down to Joseph here.
I would probably say my parents and my grandparents.
A thank you to them for your opportunity to study at St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
Anastasia?
My church, it has a program for helping students go to Lutheran schools. So my church is very helpful and instrumental in my being able to have a Lutheran education.
Very good. Joseph, how about you? Anyone you'd like to thank today?
I don't know.
What, Deaconess Fredrickson, from your perspective, what can Lutheran schools offer that, or perhaps do better than other schools could do?
Lutheran schools have the opportunity to teach Christ-centered virtues and to teach the students how to go out into the world and take Christ with them out into the world. It's as I teach my students, we are the remnant, and they, you know, they're the ones that are going to take Christ out to the world as examples on how they live. And actually, I would imagine from our class, I see some future pastors and some future Lutheran school teachers. And I hope they take the love and what they've learned in our classroom, and they too continue that on to the next generation.
As a deaconess, how is what you do at St. Paul Central to this vocation of deaconess?
Well, a deaconess is a theologically educated woman doing whatever their skill set is, mm-hmm. and that's why what's wonderful about being a deaconess, because we can do. If you talk to deaconesses, there everyone does something different. It's not a cookie cutter mm-hmm. type of thing. You have some working in music, and some in education, and some in healthcare settings. It's an absolutely fabulous job for a woman, of a wonderful vocation. And so what I do bring to the students is my theological education. So, and I do try to bring that into what I teach, you know, with the students, and hope that they also see it in other ways of caring for them.
And I think that's another part of the deaconess education, that formation of deaconess. It's my understanding that, yes, there's a significant focus on theology, but also there's a lot of education and preparation for caring.
Correct.
That's really at the heart of what deaconess is it's about caring. How do you care for the students? What is that relationship between educator and student and family, between educator and school and family?
That's a very good question.
What's the relationship between school and family?
The best thing is that we all worship together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just fabulous to be able to see them on Saturday night or Sunday morning in church together. And there's church activities that we do, mm-hmm. All together. So they as opposed to a secular school where a student would not see their teacher outside, you know, they see me at all times. A lot of the caring some of the students don't realize is going on behind the scenes. I know of, you know, maybe financial difficulties in a family, and I know some other things that I can take to the elders so that something can be done for a family via other means without the student even knowing that mm-hmm. I've been doing that behind this, you know, behind the scenes.
We live the world we live in is very consumer minded. And so many times in this world, our approach to education of children is that's one more thing of which I'm a consumer. And my relationship to this school is that's a business or an organization of which I am a consumer. But the approach to Lutheran education is so much different than that. It's what I've heard from you and from our other schools this week is that it's a partnership, that we partner together to raise up these children in the one true faith.
Right.
In this Christian faith.
Well, and all involved with the school, we're concerned about the salvation of the children, and not just the salvation of children, but also their parents. We just recently had a baptism of a student who just came to the school this year. And so when we know that we have students that aren't baptized or families, we provide financial aid for families, and their only repayment is that they come to church. And it's not just that's a duty so they get their, you know, their tuition paid, but we truly are concerned about, you know, the parents also, you know, that they too come to hear God's word and hopefully would also come, you know, that the Holy Spirit would work through them and they too
hear that good news. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
My guest today, St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, Joseph Anastasia. Anna, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having us.
Deaconess Lynette Fredrickson, thank you so much for being my guest today. God's blessings as you return and safe travels back to your school today.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping me celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.